VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
As always, thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. Ladies and gentlemen, in preparing for the program today, I couldn't help but think of some of the recent broadcasts that we've done with some of the organizations that are ministering to persecuted believers. And I couldn't help but think about the number of people that are being persecuted on account of just owning a Bible or having a Bible app on their cell phone as not being, they'll sometimes be apprehended, the Bibles or the cell phones or perhaps even that of facing sanctions against them for having this. And I want you just to let that sink in your mind for a moment. Then I want you to consider how many Bibles you have in your possession, in your house. No doubt you have Bibles you will never use. There may be Bibles you see on your shelf you haven't opened in years. Perhaps you were given a new Bible as a gift, Christmas, a birthday, or other special occasion, and you've wondered, what can I do with my older Bible? It certainly has lots of life left in it. The words are still true. Well, the organization that we're interviewing today here on Crosstalk is in the midst of a Bible drive. It comes to an end on March the 15th, as far as the official Bible drive, though they'll still be collecting after that. But they are collecting new and used Bibles in English or Spanish that are being sent to overseas to give freely to those who cannot afford them. We'd like to invite you to stay tuned today as we welcome back to Crosstalk Jason Woolford, the President and Executive Director of Mission Cry Christian Resources International. Jason, thank you for being with us.
Oh, great to be here again. Thanks for having me.
If you would, for those not familiar with the organization, just give us a brief history of Mission Cry and Christian Resources International.
Yeah, so over 60 years ago, a simple man, a junk dealer, found a Bible in the garbage can and didn't want to throw it out. He kept that Bible and ended up sending it overseas. And now 60 years later, we've sent over $400 million in donated Bibles and Christian books, now reaching over 178 nations. And we've been able to do that because of people that are listening that have, in fact, done just what you said, sharing their extra Bibles and sharing those extra books with our mission to the point and the tally of us being able to reach 178 nations with over $400 million worth of stuff.
You know, we so often take for granted our ready access to a Bible. I mean, they're just, I reach right now within just a couple feet, I have a Bible right before me here. But that's simply not the case in countries around the world, is it?
No, absolutely. The statistic is that there's 122,000 people getting saved every day around the world, but a majority of those people are attending a church where the pastor doesn't even own a Bible. And we definitely do take it for granted. In America, we have the average home has about seven Bibles sitting on their shelves or in cubbies or just around the home. And so, you know, that's where we ask that people bring those extra Bibles and we can get them to our brothers and sisters around the world who are in desperate need. As a matter of fact, we were looking at a statistic today that the evangelical growth rate in America, unfortunately, is only at 0.8%. The average is around nearly 3% in every other country in third world countries. And so Christianity is on the move and on the boom. God is still moving miraculously, but these people, once they get saved, they need to have the Word of God. As a matter of fact, we know in just as I wrote down Proverbs 4:20-22 says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ears unto my sayings, and let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to their flesh." And so we're giving people an opportunity to get saved, but also giving them the opportunity to be healed and have joy and so many more things.
You know, friends, I don't know about you, but that's rather sobering to hear some of this information. I mean, the average home here in the U.S. having seven Bibles, and yet there are pastors in some nations that don't even own a whole Bible, and yet they're to minister to their congregation looking to them. Also very sobering what you had to say here, Jason, about that evangelical growth rate in the U.S. being at 0.8% compared to 3% in other nations. We see how secularized our nation is going, how we're turning our back on God. But it's a joy to know that there's a hunger, there's a thirst that's happening in other nations.
Absolutely. It is exciting to see that. And I think it's important for those that are listening to know, while social programs are good, we know that the only thing that doesn't return void is the Word of God.
Amen.
And we're seeing that far too often in America right now, where we've turned to everything and anything but God, and where we see in other countries where people are really craving and hungering and thirsting after the Word, we see prosperity in many, many ways.
So you mentioned you have sent materials to some 178 nations?
Yes, and to include Antarctica for the first time last year to a base camp there. So yes,
wow.
That's absolutely amazing.
Great. And these are primarily English materials, is that correct?
Yeah, so, you know, people ask, well, you know, how good is my English Bible? And I said, well, it's good to the point that we've been sending it now for 60 years and reaching all of those locations that we've sent to, a majority of them outside of, you know, maybe a couple of countries have all been in English. You look at English as the financial language of the world. In most third world, English is, especially in Africa, you have their first language, second language is English. And in most cases, when we've seen the distribution of the Bible around the world, if someone speaks English and their native language, and you could, you know, they could choose between an English Bible and their native language, they almost always want to take the English Bible. And so it's amazing to see the surplus that God has blessed our country with, this beautiful, wonderful United States of America that I still think is the greatest place on the planet. But having the ability to be now a blessing with all of our wealth and all of our blessing back to people around the world who want to read the Word.
And I just want to make sure I heard another number right that you gave earlier. Did you say that the value of materials that your organization has sent out is right around $400 million?
Yes, and we just surpassed that. So you think about nearly $500 million we've almost given away in free Bibles and Christian books.
Wow. Now, you just sent out a container to a Baptist Bible Seminary and Institute in the heart of Manila, that's in the Philippines. So tell us about this container and how are the contents of this container going to be used?
Yes, so one of the problems that we see, whether it be the Philippines or any of the other areas that we go to, is that you have Bible students that they're going to Bible school, but they don't have the means to buy a Bible, own a Bible, or have even seminaries will have limited libraries. And so now we've sent nearly $500,000 worth of free Bibles and seminary materials to this this organization. And this is where pastors are going to be able to get resources for free at no cost to them. Because the people that are listening right now that share their resources and support the ministry, so we're so excited about that, training up the next leaders in the Philippines.
So I'm guessing that container contained Bibles, it contained like commentaries and Bible reference books as well.
Yes, absolutely. Usually when we send a container, it includes Bibles. And a majority of everything we send is used, unless we send our Mission Cry Bible. Mm-hmm. But we'll have Bibles, seminary, Christian-authored books, and Christian education. Therefore, we know that when that container hits the ground, that multiple people on multiple levels, from unsaved to those that are leaders, have the ability to gain access and knowledge in what they're looking for.
And when you ship that container, how long does it take to get there?
Anywhere from 30 to 40 days, depending on where it's going.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also shipped a container not long ago to Kenya. Tell us about it.
We're so excited. In Kenya, we have a distribution center there where we have our Mission Cry missionary that we partner with. He brings in 100 pastors on a monthly basis and trains them up in the Word of God. He's a Moody graduate from Africa, but he trains up pastors, and then when they leave, those pastors not only leave with a Bible and Christian books for themselves, but also for their entire congregation.
Wow.
And so from reaching the leaders there, but also giving them the ability for their churches and then the surplus for evangelism.
Friends, we're talking with Jason Wolford today from Mission Cry. It's a Christian Resources International, and we are going to be giving an address. So I want you to be ready here through the course of this program to jot down an address where you can actually do inventory of your home. Do I have extra Bibles? Can I put them to use? Can I get them in the hands of a pastor in the Philippines to go out and equip his church, or to Kenya, or to Uganda, or other places as well? So be ready to jot down the information, and then it's time to do home inventory. I understand here, Jason, that you actually shipped a container to Uganda in 2020, but you're still getting response from it.
Oh, absolutely. It's unbelievable to see the impact that it's having from pastors, from seminaries, from Bible schools, to pastors who had been praying for the Word of God, sometimes a specific Bible, and then we're getting emails or Facebook messages saying, I've prayed for this Bible for 27 years, and now I've received it.
Wow.
It's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and that's hard for us to even have that concept, praying 27 years for a Bible and finally receiving one.
Yes, and you know, the power of it is we just recently did some work in Abbottabad on Osama bin Laden's compound and gave the 500 closest homes 2,000 Bibles. And one of the things that we had heard back, and I hope that listeners really get this because it's the same story throughout whatever country that we're in, but we had multiple Muslims come back and say, I've waited my whole life for a Quran and never got it. But this God shows up and I get a Bible. He must be real.
Right.
And we've seen salvations. We've seen, and just the power in that of someone understanding that they were waiting for something, serving a false God, but instead the true God showed up in his word. And it's so important for those that are listening to know that, as a reminder, the Bible is the living Word of God. It's alive. We find out in Revelation that Christ Jesus is the Word, and so you're not sending a book. You're not sending just words on a page. You're sending the living Word of God to somebody.
And indeed, that's what we find in Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I mean, God's word is inspired. It's God-breathed. And that's really what we're sending to needy souls around the world.
Yes, and what a blessing to be a part of it.
Well, friends, we're going to take a quick break here on Crosstalk, and I trust while we take this 60-second break, you're going to have handy a sheet of paper, a pen or a pencil to jot down an address, and we're going to be sharing with you how you can take the extra Bibles you have around your home, and perhaps you're going into the household of an individual who's been praying for many, many years for a Bible to come their way. Stay with us. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, any new dinosaur extinction theories?
Of course, Chris. There's always a new theory. Here's a new one. We all know that methane gas can be deadly at high concentrations. Methane gas is found in gases exuding from deep inside the Earth, and it's proposed that a huge methane belch of gas came up from the Earth's mantle, spread out over the land, and killed off all the dinosaurs. Well, that's convenient. That's the kind of theory you can't prove one way or the other. But here's something else to think about. The dead dinosaurs are all found in water-deposited strata. They're not just laying on the surface of the ground having been poisoned by methane gas. They were buried by water. I think it's the Great Flood of Noah's day. That flood may have included a lot of methane, but it was primarily a water flood. That's the evidence we have. It all goes back to Genesis.
Thank you, Dr. John. This is Chris O'Brien. Thanks for tuning in. Friends, you're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. You know, there's nothing more important than the Word of God. I mean, the Word of God is going to stand forever. That's what we're told. The Word of God is going to stand, and it's what we do. And the other thing that's forever is the souls of people, the souls of men. And certainly taking the seed of the Word of God and investing it in the souls of men is what's so critical. Jason Wolford is with us here today. And before we go on, we'll give this address a couple times. Jason, I'd like you to give us an address where after people do that inventory around their home, that they can actually send their extra copies of the scriptures to you to help get them in the hands of people who are longing to have the Word of God.
Yes, that is Mission Cry, and it's 200 Free Street, 200 Free Street, and that's Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836.
I'm going to repeat that address here, folks. Again, it's Mission Cry, C-R-Y, Mission Cry, 200 Free Street, F-R-E-E, like it's free, 200 Free Street, Fowlerville, as foul like a bird, F-O-W-L-E-R-V-I-L-L-E. Fowlerville, Michigan, M-I is for Michigan, 48836. Again, that zip code, 48836. Now, we will give that address again, but let's also mention here, Jason, that when people mail or ship these to you, when they go to their post office, they should say, send this media mail, correct?
Correct. Yep. You get a discount when you let them know that it's media mail, but it's important that the only thing that's in there are books.
Right.
And so, yes, media mail.
Okay. Now, when we talk about a container, you ship these containers overseas. How large is this container? How much does it hold?
So a container will hold nearly 30,000 Bibles and Christian books and seminary materials. Nearly $500,000 worth of donated Bibles and Christian books.
Wow, about 30,000. Now, friends, wouldn't it be great, even through Crosstalk and listeners all across this nation, to be able to have enough Bibles to fill up a container? Jason, that'd be wonderful.
Oh, it'd be so great. And, you know, the impact is for the life cycle of a book once it hits somebody's hand is then read by 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about reaching 30,000 people, you're actually talking about in the life cycle of that container reaching nearly 500,000 people. And so the impact is so great.
You know, and it's more than just the contents in the container, the Bibles, but let's also just mention there are costs in sending this container as well. Give us an idea what that cost is in shipping such a large container, and tell us how do you send these? Is it by ship or how?
Yes. So the best and most cost efficient way is sending them via sea container. And for those that are listening, if you've ever seen the big ships with those big sea containers on them, that's how we send them. When we send a sea container, it costs our ministry around $11,000 to send a container. And people say, well, $11,000. Well, let's put that into perspective. That sends nearly $500,000 worth of free Bibles and Christian books. It averages out to around 30 cents a book. So you wouldn't even be able to send money overseas for somebody to buy a Bible at 30 cents and them to be able to get it. So as one businessman who's a Christian told me, he loves our ministry because it's the most bang for his buck as it relates to being able to reach people and the cost effectiveness of it as very good stewardship.
So those who would like to assist in the cost of a container, they say, I don't have any Bibles, but I'd like to maybe help get that container overseas. Do they use the same address or a different address?
They could use a different address, and that would be Mission Cry, P.O. Box 356, and that's Fowlerville, Michigan.
And same zip code.
Same zip code and or go on our website at missioncry.com.
Okay. So what's interesting, okay, so it's the same address. I mean, it's the same first and third line, but you just change from 200 Free Street to P.O. Box 356. P.O. Box 356 to help those containers get overseas. So let's talk about the recipients of the materials. I see from your website, it's everyone from orphans to evangelists and pastors.
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons that we fill the containers the way we do. Therefore, we're reaching multiple people in multiple levels, multiple age groups. And from the person that needs to get saved to the person who is saved and needs to be encouraged in the Word, to the person that wants to be a lay leader, a pastor, and then moving on into seminary. And so it's miraculous in the contents of what's in there and how we reach people.
Mm-hmm. What about New Testaments? If people had New Testaments, can they ship them to you also?
Absolutely. We love that. We love sending the New Testament, as most people will start in the New Testament, and then, of course, that's where they can get saved. And so we definitely like sharing the New Testament as well.
Mm-hmm. So share some additional feedback from those who are recipients of your containers.
Yeah, so we had and there's so many stories like this. I say all the time that God's blessings are literally, they're too big to measure. Mm-hmm. But when we look at a woman who had been praying for 14 years to receive a Bible and get it in the country of Belize, we see people in multiple parts of Africa, Nigeria. We had a gentleman that had reached out to us, a pastor, and asked if he could get a box of Bibles to give to those last year that were killed. Their family members were killed by Boko Haram. And he said, you know, some of these people are, a majority of these people and their families have been martyred for a God that they accepted as Lord and Savior, but they could never read about. And when I heard that, I asked him, I said, would it be possible for you and this community to give away 90,000 Bibles and Christian books? And of course, he said yes. And we sent two sea containers there. And so, in those areas that you read about last year, where Boko Haram literally set people on fire and did horrific things, those that were Christians that were still alive got to, in some cases, get a Bible for the very first time in their life and read about the God that their families had been martyred for. And so, it's so impossible almost for us as Americans to comprehend, because our martyrdom or our faith being trampled is, you know, somebody getting mad at us because we're Christians. There are people around the world that are believers that are being beat up, killed, set on fire because they're Christians. And so you and I are even making an impact there. We just did the same thing in the state of Odisha in India, where a 14-year-old boy was set on fire because he was a believer. And we had a seminary reach out to us there, and they said that if we could get a container of Bibles and Christian books and seminary materials, we could get these students to come for free, train them, and then send them back with the Word of God. Wow. Into that very radical Hindu state. And so we did that. So from seminary students in India, Africa, the Philippines, all the places that we've been to, Zimbabwe, Mexico, Peru, those countries that we listed off, it's reaching a large gamut of our brothers and sisters who are in desperate need.
Friends, think about this. I mean, if you look over on your shelf right now, you see four or five Bibles sitting there, and you say, well, I may use that someday. Or can you imagine what that might look like, getting into the hands of somebody who has been praying for a Bible, or for an individual who is a pastor longing to proclaim the Word but just does not have his own copy of the Scriptures, or somebody who is just desperately in need of the Scriptures? And it would be your Bible getting into their hands. Here is, again, the address for Mission Cry. To send your Bibles, 200 Free Street, F-R-E-E, 200 Free Street, Fowlerville, that's F-O-W-L, like a bird, a fowl, E-R-Ville, V-I-L-L-E, Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836. Now, I noticed also that on your website, you've got some state coordinators. I saw like in Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana, East Coast, Minnesota, Ohio. Give us again your website, and if they can get the Bibles to the coordinators will get them to you as well, correct?
Absolutely, yes. And that website is missioncry.com. and they can click on the book tab, and then it will take them to those state coordinators. And we have a great story regarding those.
Yeah, tell us about it. It involves the Marines, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, of course, for those that are listening, I'm very patriotic, and I love all branches of the military, but the Marine Corps is near and dear to my heart. My wife and I are Marine veterans. Our daughter's a Marine. But we had a gentleman that reached out to us just by it's unbelievable how God works. He was a Marine veteran, combat wounded. His name's Aaron Martin, an unbelievable young man of God. And he told his mother in Minnesota, he said, "Mom, I feel like, you know, I'm supposed to run Bibles, and that's my next mission." And so she had heard on Facebook about a church in Kentucky that heard about our Bible drive and needed to get 1,000 Bibles to this organization in Michigan, which was of us, of course, Mission Cry. Mm-hmm. And so he gathered another Marine, picked up the Bibles, came to the mission, and since then he's got other Marines and Army veterans who were really, as they said, they had a lack of purpose in their life, and now they're finding purpose in gathering Bibles and bringing them there, as they call running Bibles, bringing them to us. And we have those in Florida and other places that these veterans are popping up and finding true purpose again for their lives.
Wow, praise the Lord for that. You know, Jason, we've been talking about people going around their house and doing inventory and how many Bibles they might be able to have that are extra that they can send to you there. But if listeners today as well, these same people, if they wanted to conduct a Bible drive in their own church, so it's not just them, but getting their church involved, this is also possible for them to do it, even if they don't make the March 15th deadline, correct?
Absolutely. We continue to do Bible drives and collect Bibles and Christian books, as you mentioned earlier, throughout the year. But we like to just put focus on the Bibles during this time frame. Mm-hmm. You can contact our ministry, and we can send you a box with a wrap. And it's a great way, especially if those that are listening that are pastors, this is an opportunity for you to get your congregation involved in missions with really not much cost to them at all, if any, just bringing a used Bible to church and putting it in a bin, and then they'll get to see the importance of missions giving, the importance of the Word of God, and understand why it is that we need to go into all the world and proclaim and preach the gospel.
Now, your website is missioncry.com, but I understand individuals or pastors or people, representatives from the church, can also call you there to get more information as well.
Absolutely, yes. And that number is 517-223-3193.
Very good. Well, friends, let me give you some information here again. And shortly after the break, we'll be opening phone lines. We're going to ask our guests here just a couple more questions, though. But to send Bibles, Mission Cry, 200 Free Street, F-R-E-E, 200 Free Street, Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836. When you take it to the post office, they say, "I want to send this media mail." That would be the cheapest rate. Again, that zip code 48836. If you're sending something to help send one of these containers, instead use the P.O. Box 356. That's P.O. Box 356. And if you have questions, maybe starting a Bible drive in your church or something else, the number is 517-223-3193, 223-3193, area code 517. We'll have a little bit more information after the break. We'll also be giving you opportunity to call in with your questions and comments shortly, so stay with us back in a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
From Ray Comfort and Living Waters comes the dramatic film Audacity, tackling a very divisive issue today, homosexuality. Challenged by a co-worker to defend his convictions about homosexuality and same-sex marriage, Peter has to consider if he has the courage to stand for what he believes, even at the risk of losing a friendship. How will he respond when faced with a harrowing life or death experience? Audacity uses a unique approach to address a very contemporary issue and challenges the viewer to reach out and approach the greatest spiritual need everyone faces.
Audacity is a 55-minute powerful dramatic film that will impact your life. Get your copy of Audacity for a donation of $5, or 5 copies for a donation of $18, 10 copies for $25 when you call 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
Jason Wolford with us here today on Crosstalk. Folks, as we talk about issues here on Crosstalk, is there any greater issue than getting the Word of God out to people around the world? Certainly the Word of God. Well, here's what it says in Isaiah 55:11: "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, that shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." What a promising verse there, Jason.
It is such a promising verse. His word is, just as you said earlier, that Matthew 4:4, just a powerful, powerful verse.
Now, we had talked a lot about English Bibles, but I understand you're also receiving Bibles in the Spanish language.
We are, and we don't receive much in Spanish, so we created the Mission Cry Bible in Spanish. And we're seeing a great impact, and there is obviously South and Central America, or some of the places that just is difficult to send English. And so, by the grace of God, we have the Mission Cry Bible in Spanish.
And I understand you've sent Bibles to Ecuador.
We have, and it's such a blessing to be able to partner with a gentleman there, and these pallets of the Mission Cry Bible in Spanish that have went are actually going to end up in to some of the people that where our brothers were martyred for their faith in that movie, The End of the Spear. All of their sacrifice, and now looking 50 or 60 years later, we're now able to send the Word of God into that area.
And some of you are listening in areas of which you have ready access to Spanish Bibles as well, Texas and New Mexico and Arizona, and right by some of the border crossing segments there as well. And some of you listening say, well, yeah, I've got Spanish Bibles and some extra. Here's another way for you to make use of those in that regard. We were talking about your Bible distribution center in Africa, and I know there are some that actually get on a bicycle and ride many kilometers to come and get some of your materials.
Absolutely. When we have people who travel literally 8 hours via bus to come to our distribution centers and get a Bible. We had one person that traveled by way in the Philippines of water 3 hours, and then a 4-hour bus ride to come and get Bibles for his church. I mean, the stories are just so radical in seeing the need and the want. Us doing the same thing in South Sudan, in the Sudan area, where we sent a container last year. We had a brother reach out to us, and there's 90,000 refugees in that area on the Nile, and he was saying that while there's sparse food and medical, these people are dying before they can do much, and he was asking if we could get the Word of God, and so we sent a container there, and those folks, those refugees in Sudan, have the chance to read about the Word of God, read God, read about him, get saved, and be encouraged in the midst of possibly that transition, and so we're very thankful.
Friends, you may have some questions of our guest today, maybe how to do a Bible drive in your church, or maybe about a particular country that you want to inquire about as far as Bibles going to it, or other questions regarding our discussion today. Our phone number is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. I'd like to ask you this, Jason. Prior to coming to Bible, this Bible outreach ministry that you have as an executive director of Mission Cry, you actually were involved in a very successful in business. You were in corporate business. Things were comfortable for you. Why would you leave that to enter a nonprofit organization where we're asking people to donate Bibles?
You know, it's interesting. I use Matthew 4:4 as it's man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It seems to be my life verse. And, you know, 12 years ago, I felt at a time in my life where, you know, we were getting ready to reaccumulate wealth and other things from that we had lost when our son went through cancer and business and other things. But we were making a lot of money and getting ready to really start rebuilding wealth in our life. And the Lord just put on my heart to step out in faith and trust him for full-time ministry, of which I you know, knew that I was supposed to do, but wasn't overly excited about doing. And so we took a step of faith from October to October, trusting and believing God for a miracle. And, you know, it was just miraculous how this ministry had heard about me and called on me and said the seven board members had heard from the Lord that I was to be the president of the organization and minister. And of course we came, and God has been so faithful, so good, just seeing how many more people have been able to be reached and the impact of giving the word of God. And for us, it's so important for us as a family when we were called to the ministry, and the attacks, as I heard once say, you know, new level, new devil. You know, we experienced that when we got called to ministry full time and Bible college prior to that. You know, our kids were all attacked. Our daughter with lupus, our son with the cancerous inoperable brain tumor, and our youngest daughter to they told us in the womb at 7 months to abort her because she was going to be born disfigured and have mental problems. And you know, I just see now how God moved miraculously. And in those stories, God healed every one of our children. The tumor that was in the middle of our son's brain vanished. Mm-hmm. Our daughter walked out of the hospital 5 days later free of lupus. And our youngest daughter, as we told the hospital, we're not going to abort her. We're going to take her as she is, but we're going to trust and believe God. She was born healthy and earned the title Marine 3 years ago. But we see in those stories the importance of the Word of God. And for me, you know, in life, we don't always, and those that are listening, maybe you're saying, well, I prayed and something didn't go the way that I expected. And yes, that happens, and that's where faith comes in, and we got to let God be God. Mm-hmm. But all too often in life, we're not properly equipped to fight the battles that come before us, and that comes by the Word of God. And for me to be able to send, and my wife now, who's joined the ministry full-time from corporate America, for us to be able to partner with people that are listening and send the only thing that doesn't return void to people around the world, knowing that that is the one thing that can change everything, words spoken from our lips, ascending to the throne room of our God and answering back to this earth, as Jesus said, to pray that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
For us, that's how and why we're excited to be here.
Amen. Well, we've got packed lines here. We're going to begin with Gary in Ironwood, Michigan. Gary, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon. I started with Mission Cry last year, and I had four extra Bibles in my archive that I wasn't using, so I heard Mission Cry on my web. I think I found it.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent them four Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure if what they wanted. And I think they had a list on their website of people choosing certain styles of Bibles or whatever. So I, Thompson Chain and Schofield were two of them. I sent one of each, Revised Standard, and I sent the King James Version I received from graduation from Children's Sunday School.
Sure.
Goes back to the 60s, but it was brand new. I never used it.
Yeah.
And my question was, can I send English? He said, no, that's no problem. A lot of the world speaks English.
Yep. And that's what he said to Gary. Gary, thank you. You've done exactly what we're asking people to do. I mean, you kind of did an in-house inventory and say, I've got some extra Bibles to send.
Thank you, Gary. God bless
you. Yeah. People were persistent on especially the Thompson Chain, and that's a pretty expensive Bible, but you're not using it. Somebody's got to use it.
Amen.
You know?
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate your call. And, study Bibles, very, very helpful. Thank you, Gary. Tim is calling from Aquanago. You're on the air.
Hi. I just had a question. I wanted to thank your speaker there on what he does.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I also have collected a bunch of Bibles. I'm a Gideon myself. I have some Gideon Bibles, but I also have Bibles that were from churches. So would you accept any or all of those? Or
yes and yes, any and all, absolutely.
Yep, they can make use of them, Tim.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yep, jot down that.
I didn't catch who I could coordinate through the Wisconsin area. Is that on their website?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, it is. If you go to missioncry.com, and they're going to click on what, Jason?
If you click on the books tab and then follow that, it will show you those coordinators.
Thank you, Tim. Let's go to Zoe in Champaign, Illinois. Zoe, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I wanted to ask your guest, two quick questions, and they're quick. First one, even if the binding is damaged, I have my grandmother's old Bible. Mm-hmm. Would you want it still?
You know, we ask for people to give Bibles that, you know, you want to receive and be able to read. And so for things that, if the binding's real bad, then probably not. But if it stands with, like, it doesn't matter if there's marks on it or notes, but just as long as it's in good quality, good shape.
Okay. Well, because the pages are okay. It's the binding. It's just, it's not falling apart literally, but it's just kind of very old.
Mm-hmm.
So probably not. Okay. The other question I wondered, that's sad because I know in China some people don't even have a page of a Bible. But my other question is, do they want any kind of Braille material, Bible kind of material?
You know, we don't get very many requests for that anymore. But, you know, if we do get one, we send it and just trust that it'll get to someone in need.
Yeah, and otherwise, I'm confident, Zoe, there are organizations that would collect Braille Bibles in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But by all means, as you can, send what you have and can. But they want the Bible to be intact so that they can send it.
Well, and it is, but it's just kind of okay. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. We've got Marcia in Duluth, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks, Jim, for taking my call, and good to hear you back again.
Mm-hmm.
I have a statement and then a question. Many years ago, when I was driving fruit back from Michigan, I stopped at wasn't called Mission Cry at the time, and it was before Jason came on. I'd seen a flyer in my former church bulletin, and I read about the Bible junk dealer who started that organization. So mm-hmm. on one of my trips to pick up fruit, I delivered biblical material over there, and then he took me to the warehouse. It was just astounding how much stuff they had in there. And then another trip over to Michigan, the weather got so inclement, the guy that I went to pick up the fruit from took the boxes for me, and he brought them over there because we had to leave, and, mm-hmm. and because the weather was so bad, we were way behind. And so it was really such a thrill to have the church I was going to at the time collect a bunch of materials and so that I could have a big load to bring over there. And I did get Jason's newsletter for a while, but financially we couldn't support him for a few years. And mm-hmm. it's good to know they're still doing this incredible work. And as a Gideon now, I wonder, are you able to get any materials through the Gideons, Jason?
Okay, well, ask him that. We're up against the break, Marcia. Thank you for the call. And we'll have him respond to that here in just a moment. We'll also be giving the address again, folks, where you can send Bibles. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brennan House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Recently, I discovered a video clip of a scientist speaking at the World Economic Forum in 2020, and he declared many things. He declared that they, the scientist and the transhumanist, were going to hack the human brain. They were going to hack the human brain and control people through technology. He said we no longer have to rely on science by evolution, but science by intelligent design. And the intelligent designer, we're going to be the elite. He said no longer the God above the clouds, but the God or the elite in the computer clouds. And then he went on to say this, that when we look back at the coronavirus pandemic, we will see that it ushered in a new regime of surveillance under the skin. A new regime of surveillance under the skin. The Bible says that's coming. It's the mark of the beast. Don't fear, my friends. Bible prophecy is being unfolded, and it reveals that God is still in control and always will be.
You're listening to Crosstalk here on VCY America. If you missed the address, we'll be giving it in this segment, so be ready to jot it down. Jason Wolford with us here today from Mission Cry. And Margie had asked the question, somebody else called earlier, will you accept Gideon Bibles if we have some Gideon? You said yes, and then she's asking, do you partner with people like Gideon's or other groups as far as Bibles?
You know, we don't partner with Gideon's, just as they, you know, have their own ministry and send the Bible that they produce. But we have Gideon's that are a part of our ministry and donate Bibles and Christian books. So, yes, we can use those.
Great. Let's go to Santa Fe, New Mexico. Lee, thanks for holding you around the air.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to remind people, as the Lord says, keep your hands on the plow and move forward. I was looking at my Bibles, and I was very sentimental suddenly and holding on to some old Bibles that, that was my grandmother's, or that was my, you know, my husband that died. And what better thing than to put your hand on that plow and let go of that sentimentality and send them to this wonderful mission.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lee, for raising that issue. And it is something where the Word of God can really take effect in the heart and the life, or be used as sitting on the pulpit as a pastor's proclaiming it, or a missionary that's going out to reach a group of people, or other kind of teacher. I mean, Jason, they can certainly God's Word is going to be at work.
It sure is. It sure is. You know, we look at God's Word. And just as we talked about earlier, just those Bible verses, but look at Psalm 107:20. He said he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
Yeah. Let's go to Philip in Tomah, Wisconsin. Philip, you're on the air.
Yes. I have a ministry through the Tomah Baptist Church that we've been doing for over 20 years, where we're sending out just the John Romans, not the full. And I would like to find out from your guest how he gets a response from the missionaries of what's happening and where they're going and that type of thing.
Great. Thank you, Philip.
Absolutely. So with being 60 years old and having the contacts that we have and the distribution points that we have people that send that we send the containers to that clear them and then have a responsibility of following up and following through. And so whether it's places that I've personally visited, our Mission Cry representatives and or those around and overseas, always follow back up with letters and pictures and videos. And, you know, you're welcome to go on our Facebook page and go to Mission Cry, and you'll see many of those pictures and stories.
Great. Thank you, Philip. Duane is next in East Palo Alto, California. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi. My name is Duane Price, and I was just wondering, how do we get set up, like, in your church? I mean, in the church I belong to be able to start, I guess, a Bible drive. And when we send Bibles, can we send other things? I have kind of like a plethora of books that, unfortunately, I'll never be able to read them all. Mm-hmm. But they are Christian and books that are scripturally based and could be used. Do you take those and, like, tracts or what other things?
Okay.
Yep, absolutely. So we do take Bibles and Christian-authored books and seminary commentaries and things like that as well. So, and regarding following up with who to contact, just call our ministry and tell them you're interested in doing the Bible drive, and someone will help you, sir. So, God bless you.
Yeah, if you're going to hold it in your church, call the number. I'll give it here shortly. You can call and say, we want to do a Bible drive in our church, and you know, they'll take it from there and get you the info.
Okay, thank you. Appreciating. God bless you.
Thank you, Duane. From California, let's go to Phoenix, Arizona. Larry, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Larry, turn your radio off. Listen to the phone here, please.
These countries, it doesn't appear that they speak English. How does that work?
Okay, we did address that earlier, but as you found, Jason, vast majority of people across this world, English is a language that they know and understand. Correct, Jason?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, English being the financial language of the world, English is taught in most schools around the world. And so just as we said, we've now sent $400 million worth of free Bibles and Christian books in English to 178 nations. Mm.
Wonderful, wonderful. You guys are doing an amazing job, and just so keep it up. God bless you.
God bless you, Larry.
Thank you so much.
For calling.
God bless you.
We're going to squeeze one last call in. This is Rick in Berlin, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi there. I'll make this quick. I just wondered if Jason had done anything with CD-ROMs, the Bible on CD-ROMs.
Okay.
No, sir. We specifically, our ministry, we specifically do just Bibles and Christian books.
In print.
In print, yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate your call here today as well. Well, many of you calling in here, and I do want to have time to provide for you these addresses again, where you can send your Bibles and Bibles that you have. And again, folks, do inventory. I mean, look at the shelves, look around the rooms, and see what you may have available to send a box media mail to Mission Cry. Mission Cry, that's 200 Free Street, 200 Free Street, F-R-E-E. The city is Fowlerville, Michigan, F-O-W-L-E-R-V-I-L-L-E, Fowlerville, Michigan, 48836. If sending a gift to help send those containers instead of the Free Street, send it to P.O. Box 356. If you have questions or you want to do a Bible drive in your church, here's a number, 517-223-3193. And that's 223-3193. Their website, missioncry.com, missioncry.com. Now, folks, we'll post this on our website here, crosstalkamerica.com, as we post the program for today as well. So you'll have that information. Jason, we're down to half a minute. What would you like to leave with the listeners today?
I'd just like to say this. We have a soon-coming king, and the only way that people can find out about God, our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is found in His Word. His Word is the only thing that doesn't return void. Mm-hmm. While wells and food and other things are important, they all return void, but God's Word does not. You are literally giving people the living Word of God, the ability to be set free from bondages, to know that He's a healer, to all of those things. And so God's blessing on you as you live and give to Him. Trust Him and watch Him work.
Amen. God bless you, Jason. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Blessings on you too, brother. Thank
Indeed.
You.
And stay in the line here for just a moment, if you would. Ladies and gentlemen, Hebrews 4:12 tells us the Word of God, it's quick, it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.